All right, welcome to another edition of the Green Legion Radio Show, live from Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia. If you are anywhere near the area, get your butts on down here. We got $2.75 Yuengling Lagers all night. Try the Muscles Red, my favorite. We have a distinguished guest here tonight. Somebody named Pete is floating around here. I hear, I see. I got it. Hey, guys, don't forget, Chickies and Pete's is a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles and the official caterer of the Philadelphia Eagles Touchdown Club at the Link and at training camp. We have a distinguished guest with us this evening as well. And, Diaz, say it.
The Green Legion bump is undefeated.
It's undefeated.
Undefeated.
Every single time a player from the Eagles has been on our show, something excellent has happened. Everybody, we're going to introduce the rest of the panel, but right now it's very important to say Mr. Rick Lovato is here after signing, what, an hour ago?
Yes,
a four-year extension with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Congratulations, Rick. We're happy you're here. And still showing up at the show. That's the consummate professional.
Exactly. Right? You could have just taken off. Why are you not in the Bahamas right now?
I had to be here with you guys tonight.
Hold on, did you hear that? I had to be here. Hey, everybody, make sure you subscribe, download, rate, and review us at Green Legion Radio. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn Radio. Excellent statistic just got from our guy, Chad Gingrich.
Our guy.
In the last 30 days, we hit number 8 top professional sports podcast worldwide on iTunes.
Top professional.
Professional. I don't know how we snuck into that category, but that's good news.
No, you know what? Hey, Dave, where are you guys at?
6.
Uh-huh. Hey, everybody, real quick. The Green Legion Radio Show is brought to you by our amazing sponsors at Miller Lite, Bucks County Baseball Company, David Dodge Chrysler Jeep, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, All City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly Fishtown, Logan Square, East Market, our friends across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness, our podcast partners at 4th and John and Sean Brace with Philly Influencer, and of course our biggest sponsor, Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia, and all locations worldwide. Hollis.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to welcome you back this week as the big dog at the table, because 2 weeks ago, you were not.
2 weeks ago, I was slightly dwarfed by Jordan Mulata. He's a giant individual. I feel a real manly now.
I'm not going to lie. I will look at that picture of you and him whenever I'm pissed off, and it makes me smile. It just makes me smile.
Cool.
Brother, what happened in sports history today?
Well, today is November the 19th. It's the 323rd day of the year. There's 42 days left. In 1978, the miracle of the Meadowlands.
Oh, what up, Herm?
Herm was returned to fumble with 31 seconds left.
Is that Big Herm or Big Perm?
Big Herm. Also, in 1986, Michael Jack Schmidt became the NL MVP.
Nice.
Was that his third time?
I don't know how many times it was.
His last one.
I think that was his last one.
It's okay. Just let it go.
Okay, thank you.
I would say it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the middle. I got some quick birthdays here for you. 1947, Bob Boone. 1949, Ahmad Rashad. 1979, Ryan Howard.
What's up,
Big Piece?
And today's national holiday is drink something carbonated and caffeinated.
Red Bull for everybody.
Can I get a stout?
Oh, yeah, and play Monopoly Day.
Everybody, real fast, before we get into the rest of the show, let me introduce the rest of the panel. To my left, producing Rob Valivas. How are you, sir?
In the words of my mentor, I've never had a bad day in my life, just a couple bad moments. So it's fantastic to be here.
I hope that wasn't an Eskin. Hey,
it was.
Next to him, host of the Eagles Insider Podcast, Dave Spadaro.
Ranked number 6 in the the semi-professional podcast.
What do I say? The Green Legion bump is undefeated. Dave comes on, he gets the number 6. What are you going to say?
Are you paying him for this week?
By the way, when we reach number 6 in 2 weeks, he'll be number 5.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
He gets bumped.
Skipping over our man of the hour for just a second, 15-year NFL veteran, 10 years with your Philadelphia Eagles, number 78 in your program, number 1 in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Good evening, fellas. How are things going? I'm happy to be back.
Happy to see you guys. It's almost impossible to not see you, but happy to see you.
Well, 2 weeks ago, you couldn't see me.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yes.
And, of course, you know him as Michael Diaz. We know him as Shut Up Diaz.
up, sir?
I'm great, man. 2 weeks without you, I am a new person.
Wow.
It's been great.
Remember, remind me tomorrow to stop payments on all the checks.
Well, just Diaz's. No. Just Diaz's.
You can go back to Panama or wherever you came from.
Wow. And our guest of the hour, four-year deal?
Four-year deal. It's
and how long ago was that signed?
Just about an hour ago.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Hold on a second, Rick. That just warms our heart, brother.
Where's the shots? Where's the drinks?
Oh,
why are we not celebrating Rick Lovato's contract extension?
Dave did say that before the show. He's like, we need to do shots.
Where's our girl?
How long ago when you were tossing pizzas?
Taylor, where's
honestly,
Taylor?
You know, 4 years ago, I think was the last time I tossed a pizza.
Yeah, four years ago, the man was tossing a pizza.
Wow.
Now he's making it rain.
Well, he's going to be tossing a hell of a lot more.
It's a different kind of dough.
We can try to make it rain.
We need our waitress, Taylor, when she gets a chance, because we need shots. It's Jameson.
Will you drink?
You have no choice.
Yes.
Yes. He's going to do it.
Quimby's like, he has no choice. Yeah.
Six shots of celebratory Jameson when you get a
chance.
Can
I just have a shot of beer, please? Or just a beer, because I gotta go to a show.
All right, this is a
power out.
Sorry. And Dave just got muted.
Dave's big timing us already.
Hey, I'm a wuss. I'm a shot wuss.
Rick, we couldn't be happier for you, man. Congratulations.
Congrats.
That is awesome.
Thank you very much, guys.
I know
Thank
it's
you.
A very specialized position. It's probably something that where you find some longevity in the NFL, it's a light at the end of the tunnel. Am I accurate?
Absolutely. You know, this is just the start. You know, I'm only about 3 years in now after three full credited seasons. I'm ready to do about 8 to 10 more after this. So let's keep this train going.
And if he follows the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, you may very well do that. We remember Mike Bartram for many years.
Of course.
11 years with John Dornbos. And now Rick Lovato. And, like, that doesn't happen in the league. Like, teams, I mean, guys long snap for a long time, but it's very hard to find that continuity. For 25-plus years.
We're going to get into this later in the show, because the long snapper position in Philadelphia is more glorified, I guarantee, than anywhere else in the world.
It might be.
You are no longer holding a position that makes the league minimum. You are holding a position of stature within the community, and we're proud of you, man. We've been following you. Diaz and I have been following you for a little while, and no lie, we're going to get into it later. But
ask him the question you told me that I think you work. All right,
I think this deal happened because you put me on the show. So
yeah,
well, no, you accepted.
I am the insider.
You accepted, and now you got a 4-year deal.
That's right.
So did you know when you accepted you had this deal on the table?
What's that?
Did you know when you accepted this that you were going to get a new deal?
No, I did not.
Well, that's my fault from the marketing department. I should have let all the previous players
Everybody.
Let Rick know that that's what is to be expected when you come on the show. So,
hold on, Taylor, you forgot.
Yeah, you forgot to be.
Thank you. I didn't know he was part of the marketing department. I thought he was
Absolutely.
All PR over here
and bad radio here. So let's keep this going. All right. So we're going to have our segment around the league right now because there is a lot to talk about. It's important, but first, everybody within the sound of my voice, to our friend and teammate Rick Lovato, congratulations to your 4-year extension. Cheers to you, brother.
Salute.
Cheers,
Rick.
Thank
you very much.
Thank Cheers. You. Good things.
Thank you.
All right, let's get around the league and let's talk about the first most prevalent. I know you don't want to, Diaz, but I do. I do. I want to talk about Myles Garrett. I want to talk about Myles Garrett, and more importantly,
I want to talk about your spelling of Myles Garrett, but that's okay. Well, yeah.
I'm sorry. Have you met our friend Rob Valivas?
This time I'm going to enjoy you calling out his spelling because it wasn't me. He's
and you're about to get
it.
Muted too. No, I'm kidding. So I want to talk about Freddie Kitchen saying the Browns stand by Myles Garrett. Let's elaborate on this one because let's be honest. All right, what he did
was assault.
Jackass move number one, 100%. Go ahead, Rob.
No, I think Hollis is going to have a difference of opinion. If I go on Hollis's Instagram, I think he was more kind of on Miles' side sort of with this.
No,
I wasn't
on his side. I said that somebody, Mason should be also one of the culprits up there. He started it. So he's like, you know, and everybody's talking about what the kids are going to say. And the kids are going to say, if somebody pokes and prods with me and continues to bother me, soon as I retaliate, I'm going to be the one to get busted.
Wait a minute, wait. There's a difference between, first of all, there's no difference. He's trying to do is get the guy off of him.
What?
I don't know how he started it. He grabbed his helmet, tried to get him off. He didn't.
Whoa! Oh, God, man. Did you watch it?
Yeah, 100 times.
I watched it 100 times, too. And I watched it in real time. If you watch it, as soon as he hits him, he's pulling Miles' head to him and twisting his neck.
Oh, okay. No. Fine. Hold on. Mason Rudolph is not a non-guilty party.
Right. And he got fined for it.
Yeah.
He didn't deserve to get clubbed over the head with a helmet.
He didn't deserve that part. All I'm saying is everybody's on Miles Garrett.
I'll tell you who started it. The defensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns in a blowout game.
Buddy Ryan?
Game over. 12 seconds left in the game, whatever it was, to even have any sort of pressure on that play. It's ridiculous.
They didn't even block him.
I'm going to say I think Mason Rudolph should have had a one-game suspension at minimum.
What did he do?
He tried to yank his head off.
Yeah.
I thought he tried to protect himself.
I know you don't want to say anything right now, but go.
It feels like it was like a pushy. Mason Rudolph was involved in everything, but normally it's that pushing that tough guy. Hold me back.
Right.
And
then
a helmet gets smashed on someone's head.
Yeah. Right.
It's this thing, and you know you're ultra competitive. Everyone's trying to fight. Everyone's playing for their job. Everyone's playing to win and their pride and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you know. Did Mason Rudolph? Yeah, he was losing. He had a bad game. He was frustrated. And Myles Garrett was lying on him. He tried to push him off and pushed him off a little bit more. No. And then Myles Garrett smashed him over the head with a helmet.
Now, what happened was, as he was hitting him, because that was that was the biggest fight the offensive line had put up for him all damn night. That's the first thing. The other thing was nobody blocked him. He hit him, and as he was trying to pull away, you could see on the tape clearly that Mason Rudolph is pulling his head to him and twisting it. And then he gets up. He's trying to get up. Mason Rudolph is still trying to take his helmet off.
Why are you rushing? You're up 2 scores with like 30 seconds left in the game.
Who cares? That's a rival. That's why you don't play. That's why you don't play. That's why you don't play.
Well, he's not big enough either.
Old you don't play rap.
No,
there you go. I don't know anything, Dave.
Apparently not, because what do I look like on tape to my teammates? Not giving them all.
Oh,
not giving them all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Myles Garrett. If Myles Garrett took a knee there, you think anybody would care?
Yeah.
Okay. They're up by 2 scores.
So hold on a second. Now let's get the opinion of somebody that actually is playing the game right now.
Rick. What do you think, Rick?
We want your opinion.
You know, I think the entire offensive line should have came over and helped him initially. I don't know why there was only just a couple of them coming to him. Where when a quarterback gets hit, I think it's the entire offense's responsibility to come over to him and help him up and for him to not have to worry about anything. And then he's over there trying to pull Myles Garrett off, his helmet off and everything. That shouldn't have happened in the first place. You know, I know it was you know, a long play or whatever, and he was down there for a long time, but that situation should have never gotten to the point that it did if more players had came over and helped their quarterback up.
Have either of you ever gotten to the point where you were even considering doing something that violent on the football field?
To you about 3 weeks ago.
This is what I will tell you. I've never been in that situation. But it's like, this is what I tell everybody. You can poke and pry with anybody who you want to, but do not get angry when you mess with the wrong person, which he did in this situation. Because everybody's not the same. Everybody's not wired the same. And I think what's lost in this entire thing is both of those guys should be punished. It was a horrible fight, but both of them should be punished. He should not be getting off scot-free.
I'm with Hollis. I'm with Hollis on that.
But no,
I think Mason was at fault. I would like to send a note. Chad, this comes at 19 minutes and 5 seconds, NFL. Funny part, NFL, is you banned helmets and masks from all spectators this year.
Oh.
Because you're afraid they're going to use them as weapons. Well, it seems like the only people you have to worry about are the players. So somebody send that clip, please, to the NFL.
Well, we all know that the reason that you're pointing that out is because you try to bring a plastic sickle into every game and you get denied all across the country.
No. I'm going to tell you this. The NFL Code of Conduct policy now states you're not allowed to wear masks or helmets into a game. I came in to Minnesota Stadium, U.S. Bank, with my mask on. And two Minnesota Vikings fans wearing helmets got in with their helmets, and mine got...
You're in Minnesota.
Well, they're God-fearing people up there, and you look like, you know, some sort of devil. Rick, so we go to all the games. All the people you hear
Mama
at the games is
the devil.
Yeah, they organize all the fan travel.
I now understand.
Yeah, yeah. So we're the ones that are doing the chants at the touchdowns and all that.
All right,
I'm at a tailgating having a good time.
Real quick, because we got about 10 minutes before our first break. Dallas beats Minnesota. Nobody wants to talk about it. Boo.
Boo. Yeah. Dallas sucks.
At this point in time, I understand Seattle becomes a must-win.
Dallas right. beat Detroit. Not
Dallas
Minnesota.
Beat Detroit.
Oh, what did I say? Minnesota, Detroit.
You said Minnesota.
Sorry.
Minnesota beat Dallas. Detroit.
I've been on a bender for about 7 days.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah
I apologize. Do we feel as though we could still compete with Dallas for this division?
Absolutely.
Seattle plays at New England this week.
Yep.
The Eagles host an NFC rival, a great team, Seattle. A win by the Eagles, a loss by... Dallas Eagles are tied again for first place.
Correctamundo.
We got a long way to go here, people.
It's a lot of football left.
Nobody's happy being 5-5.
No, we're not.
But as you've seen many times in the past, a lot of things happen in November, December.
Agreed. Diaz, go.
The defense is looking good. The offense, it's almost like
we're gonna get to that. We're not. Okay, this is right. Around the league, right?
Yeah,
now.
It's around the league. Right.
Yes, we can compete with these guys.
All right.
You want to compete with around
compete.
The league?
Did everybody have a chance to watch? We were at the Parrot. In Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
By the way, Joe O'Donnell and company down there, Greg, Mitch, Rachel, and, you know, your two best friends. Anybody got that one? Good. You guys are fantastic. We are looking forward to our invasion in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
We were able to watch the Jacksonville game leading up to. Nick didn't look so good.
Shocker.
It's his first game back.
I know, but I'm wondering, you know, is it the injury? Is it... I'm trying to throw some info out here. Rob, please.
He's average, and everyone should stop comparing him to Carson and that we want him back here. Can we get off that train, please?
Okay.
This is the second most talked about debate that we just in town here that we just need to bury.
Okay, good. Let's bury that.
It should have been buried. He's there. We know.
Where is Atlanta coming from right now?
From a place that nobody knows.
Where are they coming from? And their defense is playing well.
Yeah, everybody started to play well.
Their defense is stubborn now.
Yes.
It's just stubborn.
Stingy,
and,
too.
And they also played a Carolina team with Kyle Allen as the coach, and the bubble has burst for him.
Last week they played a Saints team with Drew Brees.
That was the first time that Drew Brees and Sean Payton haven't scored a touchdown in a game since like the 2006 or something.
Since
when I bought my Saints season tickets.
Yay!
Let's debate this real quick, and then we're going to take our first break. And everybody, make sure you come up, get your photos with Rick, get your autographs. He will be here for the next 4 years, everybody.
Yes.
But only for the next 40 minutes.
Yes.
But only here for the next 40 minutes. Is Baltimore the best team in the AFC?
I would say so, yes. At this point.
Arguably,
yeah.
I'm going to be the one in the minority here, and I need Hollis's input on this.
Okay.
Can a quarterback really win a Super Bowl if his best asset is just running? He looks good, and it's fantastic, but if he doesn't really impress me that much.
Everybody on Facebook Live, please look at Hollis's face right now.
I'm asking Hollis.
But have you seen him throw the ball?
I've seen him throw the ball.
He's a dual threat. He's like, this is magic watching this kid. And his humbleness and the way he's going about everything, and the fact that he has Greg Roman. Greg Roman is a great play caller for guys of this stature.
He was the Niners, offensive
exactly. Yeah. But he's got a great thing going, and he's not just running the ball; he's running when he has to.
Well, isn't he on pace to set the single season rushing record for quarterback?
That's because he's a beast. I don't know if you've seen any of the runs.
No, I wanted to get your opinion because you know you're going to know more than me. I just a guy that his biggest weapon is running. I don't know how that longevity is going to last.
Well, his biggest weapon isn't running. He can throw the ball.
He can throw the ball.
I'm talking about like with
just not coming out of college.
Well, yeah, by
Bill Polian,
which is why he was drafted. What number?
32.
He was our pick.
Yeah,
our Super Bowl pick.
Eagles got Dallas Goedert out of that.
Yeah,
and everybody's argument was, can this guy throw the ball? Yeah. Well, guess what?
You can.
He can toss it.
He can.
He can really well.
And he's only 22 or something like that.
Rick, what do you think? Or do you not pay attention to any other team during the season?
you know, I do not watch a lot of football other than our own team, but I think Lamar Jackson is impressive. The runs I've seen and highlights, just everything that I've seen about him, you know, he's stepping into a role. You know, the Ravens finally got rid of Joe Flacco and moved on from him. I think Lamar Jackson is the perfect fit for that team.
God.
We Joe got that Flacco. Next year.
So around the league, we're not going to talk about Colin Kaepernick's workout?
No.
No. Hell no.
No, Dave.
We're talking about around the league currently.
Well, okay, guys.
CK, I won't even refer to him by name. CK gets no love on the Green Legion radio.
No.
That's a separate not that, private not with that podcast.
So does anybody think that NFL teams will figure out Lamar Jackson?
Yes. Yes. Of course. In the playoffs, it'll be a whole different game.
Thank you, Dave. That's what I was trying to get at.
Because Rob is the only broadcast journalist here next today.
You told me not to bring that up. I was just simply ignoring
it.
I did. Just my opinion.
You guys are so adorable together.
Even in the playoffs, until somebody comes up with the formula, it's still no formula.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio. Make sure you come on up, take a picture with Rick, get your autograph. We will be back at Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, right after this. All right, Green Legion Radio back live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. $2.75 Yangling Lagers all night. Try the Muscles Red. Again, my favorite. Dave had to leave right now. He has a prior engagement. We appreciate him being here as long as he can every time. And this is going to be fun because now he's not going to argue with us when we break down this week's game.
I just want to point out that I had an invitation to hang out with Carson and Miles and all those guys at this event tonight, and I stayed because I'm a professional.
Because you got a paycheck. Shut up.
All right.
Out of the restraining order. And
I highly doubt you were invited.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course they want me there.
Yeah. In your dreams, Rambo.
Yeah. let's start breaking down this game and...
What would you like? Where would you like to start?
Well, unfortunately, I just saw what walked in.
He's here to collect. He's here to collect on the bet.
He's come to collect.
Okay.
What's up, baby? The keys, please, sir.
Sorry for everyone that is not here.
Say the keys, please.
Boston, would you do us a favor for a moment, please? Everybody in the house. Eagles running back and special teams expertise, Boston Scott. Boston, come on up. Do you mind? Please.
Boston's coming up.
All right. Well, Rick.
I'm going to give a little refresher here.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
So,
memory lane. Fill me in on this, please.
The show before the Buffalo game, after Dallas, we were all kind of down over here in Boston.
Man, where
were we? Boston was our guest, and we're talking. And he had that great, I'm sorry if it was a punt or kick return. He had a great, and it was called back on a block in the back on the opposite side of the field or something like that. But it was a great return. And we're saying, Boston, if we're going to win this week up in Buffalo, we're all going, of course. We're the Green Legion. We go to every game. We're going to need a return or something like that. And
a touchdown.
We were very humble. And, yeah, I'm going to work hard and all that stuff. And Quimby just dropped, if you score a touchdown.
Well, hold on. Before you get there, because this is important. We talked about what Boston was going to do when he gets signed. You know, he's coming off the practice squad.
Right.
You know, not making what a lot of the players are making.
Right.
Season and he
second.
Mentioned that he loved cars. Right. Well, what happened? I told Boston that if he scored a touchdown during the Buffalo Bills game, he could have mine for 2 weeks.
But I told him what your car was. We didn't give that up.
Well, everybody knows now I drive a new Maserati.
It is sexy.
And guess what? Let's see if you can catch. Because that car is now yours for the next 2 weeks, baby.
Take off right now, Boston.
Yeah, run. Hold on. Nobody's going to catch him. He's fast.
when we were in Buffalo, it was awesome. And
No. Let's talk about this, okay?
Which time?
So, if you remember during that game, our section was the bleacher section in that end zone where you scored. And we saw that Miles went out with...
The shoulder.
We didn't know it was a shoulder, but he went out.
Yeah.
And you next man up. Next man up. We are first in goal from the 4, and we see number 35 line up in the backfield. And I literally, like a 14-year-old girl at a Justin Timberlake concert, man, I smash Rex, because that's the only time I have the opportunity to smash Rex. And Diaz is right next to Rex. I push Rex into Diaz. I'm like, dude, it's Boston. He's going to score. Wait. Damn it.
It was great content.
Sure as hell, you run that ball in at... Yo, hold on.
Congratulations.
And I believe that's your first NFL touchdown.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Hold on. I guarantee you don't get a bonus like that from here on out.
Green Legion Radio Bump is undefeated.
Now, ready? Undefeated. Hold on. Here we go. And this is applicable now because Rick's the star of tonight's show.
Right.
All right. We said every time somebody comes on the show, something good happens. You scored a touchdown, and look at Boston. Boston's like this. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, can I get my keys?
Can I go, please? Boston, you want a drink? You have to have one, man. No, you're driving my car.
You can't.
Good answer. Good answer. all right. So, Boston, you mind hanging out with us for the next 10 minutes?
Yeah, that's cool.
Because I can't leave to get you my car anyway until the next break. All right. let's break it down. Yeah, come on in. Get in a little closer.
Get a little closer there.
All right.
Yep. I'm sorry we didn't adjust the mic to your height. Sorry.
So, hold on.
Man. Don't give him that stuff.
While Dave's not here, do we have any injury updates? What do we know?
Alshon is looking like a... this is what I hear from what I read on the Twitter, which I should never believe I understand. But what they, in the quote, say is Alshon might be a stretch for this week. And that is the injury roundup.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for absolutely nothing.
Did Craven LeBlanc play
this week?
He hasn't played yet. What's the status there? Does anybody know?
Nope, we don't.
Right. That's why we depend on Dave.
Yeah,
we depend on Dave for that.
Dave, thank God for leaving, brother. All right, let's move on. All right, defense looked pretty good this week.
Pretty good.
Not gonna lie, you hold Tom Brady to 17 points.
Right.
All right. Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing.
Secondary looks better. As they're getting healthy?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know? Work
and everybody wants to say, oh, my God, our secondary sucks.
No one does.
Well,
no one
hold
says
on.
That.
You didn't have Ron Darby. You didn't have Jalen Mills. You didn't have Avante Maddox. You still don't have Craven LeBlanc. Those are four big names in your secondary right now that you're missing. By the way, real quick, because I forgot to mention, from Barstool Sports,
yeah.
If you want a free shot of New Amsterdam vodka, get up here. It's the Pink Whitney.
Oh.
Is that what it is?
The Pink Whitney.
Hey, are you the Pink Whitney or is she the Pink Whitney? Because we can go both ways these days.
Awkward.
It's Ryan Whitney's favorite drink. And again, nobody cares because he doesn't play for Philadelphia. However, you guys need to try this. They're still giving away free shots. Are you still giving away free shots?
They put some shots come on up here. I'm a man. I drink.
Now that everybody's starting to get healthy and all of a sudden, Tim Jernigan comes back.
Right.
Takes the double team off of Fletcher.
Yep.
And here we are. And Tom Brady can't put up more than 17 points. I'm going to
Tom
say
Brady doesn't put up 17 points. Julian Edelman put up 17. The 17 points.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what
and our turnovers.
And I'm sorry, Boston, you might be thrown right into the fire here.
Throw him in.
Hollis, you and I talked earlier today before the show.
Right.
And what was your observation about the middle of the field and a running back?
Well, if they were taking away Zach Ertz, which Bill Belichick is known to do to take away your best asset or what you like to do. What was open, though, was they were sending a linebacker underneath Zach. What was open is a running back just running like right there in between the linebackers. And I know you probably were saying it. Y'all probably suggested it, but it was open every stinking time. It's like they were running a man under principle with a guy. They were bracketing Zach Ertz. And they're just taking him away because that's where he looks at every time, and it was just sad to see that we didn't even think to put the running back out in coverage, not out of coverage, but out on the pass route.
Hold on, Boston just looked at me and went like this.
Yeah, when he looked like that, I don't want to throw him under the bus because I know players.
Oh, it's not him.
No, I'm just saying players in general. Like because I've been on the sideline, we suggest stuff. It's just never. It's like let me run this team. Let me do this. Let me get fired. So it's it's just the way it is. Like, and you, I don't. It's like I wouldn't put them in that position. That's what I'm saying. What I observe watching the game time, I've watched the game like four times because there's no way. And
because
defense,
all you have to watch is that and three runs of Maury.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, but with the defense, I love the way the defense played. I just wish we could have got at least one or two of those picks. We had like four or five picks in our hands. And then, so that's why everybody saw what they played.
Hold on a second. Remember, that's why DBs aren't receivers.
Yeah, but when they hit you in the hands like that, you got to at least pull it out one or two.
It's all right. You know what? I'm gonna show you a rare moment where Quimby is not so negative.
I'm not negative.
Are you
talking about yourself in the third person?
I did for a moment. Strange. I'm gonna rephrase that, and I'm gonna say I'm not gonna speak very in a negative fashion right now.
Right.
We were in a position to win that game.
Yeah.
And in all fairness and no disrespect, especially to the two of you here who were on the field, I didn't think that was a game we could have won.
But I always thought I thought it was a game we would have won.
You were doing so well.
No.
You were doing so well.
No. It's still Tom Brady. All right, we didn't have
Tom Brady. Didn't do.
He didn't do Dilly Boo.
No, hold on a second. And again, yeah, I know. But in no disrespect to you, especially Boston, you didn't have Jordan Howard. You didn't have Alshon Jeffrey. Those are your two biggest weapons at running back and receiver. Okay, they weren't on the field. All right. Fact of the matter is, your offense was going to not struggle, and it didn't until you stopped running the ball.
Where's Dave?
I know.
You can get Dave all you want to.
Where's Dave?
No, hold on. I'm going to tell you right now, I would love to have seen Boston have 12 carries in that second half because I think the outcome of the game would have been different.
And
would have been different.
And that play action fake that you tried to run and got Carson Wentz blasted because we hadn't been running the ball, the play action fake may have worked.
Play action only works when you actually
run the ball.
Listen, when it's that close of a game, it was one score. It came down to the final minute against a AFC championship game contender.
We don't believe that.
Very good team.
Well,
we're right there. It's just that we're right there, and we keep ending on the opposite side
close.
Of it. But the good news is we still got six games. Yes. We got a ton of home games.
Hold on. We're not done.
We're not done. But that game was winnable. You said that we didn't have a chance to win that game.
I didn't say that. I said I didn't think we were going to win that game.
You never know until the end.
It's the Patriots, man.
Yeah, but
it's the Patriots.
They're not.
What's their record?
Their record is their record.
It's 9-1.
They're not a bad team.
Who we thought they were?
Hold on a second. They're not scary.
They are who we thought they were.
All those excuses, all those absences, and there was a lot of misplays on the offense.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you this, and we're going to move on.
Please.
Because we have to get to Rick, and there's a lot to talk about here, and it has nothing to do with magic shows.
It's a segment all for you, Rick.
Yes. I'm going to take one thing out of this because Eagles of the past always had a monumental statistic against them. We put one up on the Patriots this week. It was the longest drive against them in 8 years that ended up in a touchdown. 9 minutes and 33 seconds.
It was glorious.
Hold on a second. I'm going to get in trouble for this. I'm quite certain. But the phrase...
Censor.
The phrase at the Parrot for that entire drive was, "You cocksuckers!"
It's great.
Thank you.
You guys don't, when there's a drive that long in the stands, it's awesome. It's like, this is great. Everyone can chill. Everyone can have a good time. To take a sip from a beer.
I'm never chilling.
A lot of high fives. All I want to do is go to the game. I want a lot of high fives. I want a lot of camaraderie. I want to sing the fight song 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 times. And that's what we go for.
You said 12 times?
I know. How about more touchdowns?
Nice, man.
More touchdowns.
Nice.
How about more shut up Diaz's?
Yeah.
Just shut up Diaz.
There we go. You guys want to take a quick break?
Yes, let's take a quick break.
Talk to Rick.
Come back and talk to Rick about
who Rick is. I'm going to put on a long song because Boston and I have to go outside.
You have to settle a little bit.
Yeah, yep. Everybody, we'll be back on Green Legion Radio live from Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia, right after this. Welcome back for our final segment of Green Legion Radio live from Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia. Do not forget, every Monday night, starting at 6 p.m., $19.99, all you can eat Chickie's wings and crab fries. And also, don't forget, get your collectible Philadelphia Eagles glass only here at Chickie's and Pete's. This month's glass features... I don't remember who it features.
Who's it featured this month?
Damn, it's November. It was Jason Peters last month.
Last month it was Jason Peters, I think.
Yeah.
Current Philadelphia Eagles player.
Current Philadelphia Eagles player. There we go.
Thank you, Diaz.
Sorry, Pete. I will remember that later. All right. We have a final segment here, and it's called Get to Know Rick Lovato. First of all, how's Demi?
My cousin, you mean?
Yeah.
Or my wife. Tony Romo called her my wife, so I mean, I'm not sure what to call her these
days.
Hold on
a second. That might be the first thing that Tony Romo said that's accurate. And it might just go into the pot of dumb shit that he says on a regular basis.
Yep.
This but is true.
I'm sorry. That was our one and only cuss word we can get away with this week.
Yes, all.
Stop stepping on my segments. I got questions for the end.
I understand.
Oh, okay. That is questions.
Okay. You're 27 years old from Middletown, New Jersey. Were you a Giants fan?
My family was a Giants fan.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Elaborate.
Wiggle out of this, so, Rick.
I became a Steelers fan.
Oh.
Yeah. Because Big Ben played at my sister's college, and I watched him, you know, at Miami of Ohio, where Brandon Brooks played.
Okay.
So I was a big fan of watching him, and they were successful at the time, as well as the Giants were, but... You know, I kind of cheered for a little bit of both, but I liked players more. You know, I wasn't, you know, super passionate about one team. I was more of a players kind of guy.
That is a great. You have a future in politics.
Seriously,
that is a great answer.
Yeah, really.
You're 6'2", 247. You're kind of a big boy, bro.
Compared to everyone else on the field, I feel small.
I don't know about that.
Yep, he's small.
You played at Old Dominion.
Old Dominion.
ODU.
Yep.
Have you, Taylor, round me up, baby. have you ever been tugging on anybody and saying, hey, I want to get out and hit somebody? I mean, at least on special teams?
You know, they put me on scout special teams on everything during practice, but, you know, they want to keep me safe. You know, there's only one of us per team, so I have to be... You know, in good shape and good form for the game.
Right. Diaz and I were talking about that earlier.
And the emergency one is horrible.
Oh, yeah.
The emergency long snapper, he's horrible.
Who is?
The emergency long snapper.
I used to be. Right
is
now.
It Nate Gary?
Hold on a second.
Prior Green Legion well. Radio
no,
guest.
No, I used to be the emergency long snapper when I was with New Orleans.
Wait a second.
It was horrible.
Wait a second.
Horrible.
Did you just say that?
Yeah, horrible.
How could you even fit a ball between your legs?
I got two.
Nobody knows how you had the two between them as it is.
I got two down there now. seem to be doing pretty good.
No, well, if that happened, Nate Gary would have had the Green Legion radio bump and done well because when he came off our show, had an interception.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good things happen to people come on this show.
Rick, tell that to everybody in the locker room, please. The long snapper position in Philadelphia is, let's be honest, it's a lot more glorified than it is mm-hmm. anywhere else. And obviously we have John Dorenbos to thank for that.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to lie, when you were signed over him, I thought it made more sense than anything on the planet. And I don't believe that was the popular vote for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. However... I want to ask, did people come up to you and say, hey, you got big shoes to fill or anything like that? Did you pull out a deck of cards and go, hey, let me show you this. Shut up.
You know, training camp signings, whenever I did a signing, the only questions I asked were if I knew Magic and you have some big shoes to fill. I think even this past year in training camp, there's been a few people saying, welcome to Philly, like it was my first time playing in Philadelphia.
I guess we got to rip off the last page of all these questions.
Probably because you...
Diaz, you have like questions? Yes. Go.
Well, I got a bunch of questions.
Oh, God. How about just pick one? Oh. One! Let's start there.
Well, the first question I ask everybody that has a Super Bowl ring is how often do you polish it? Do you wake up and look at it every day and admire it? how often do you put it on? Like, what do you do with the ring?
I keep it in a safe, and the last time I checked on it was actually 2 weeks ago. I had to look at it, admire it. You know, it's just such a huge... every time I put it on for the first time in a while, it's huge. It's just this massive piece that I'm like, damn, I won a Super Bowl. This is incredible, you know? Like, I'm a long snapper, so that's what? Like, less than 53 people have a Super Bowl, or... Yeah, 53 long snappers have a Super Bowl, and multiple guys have won multiple Super Bowls.
That's so cool.
It's pretty cool to be able to say that.
That is cool,
that's
man.
Right. I mean, yeah. And your aunt, what you said, that's what most guys do. It put it in a safe. You look at it when you can. I just don't. I don't know how. I would have to look at it every day.
Because you're a weirdo.
Look at it every day.
You're a weirdo.
We got a Super Bowl ring. That's amazing.
We've come to grips with that. I just had one. Is that so? When Doran Burks got traded, you pretty much know that saved his life, right?
Yes, I found out later on about that.
Yeah, so do you ever think about that? Like, if you hadn't been so good, and he hadn't got traded, I'm just saying it's one of those things where it's like, man,
I saved your life.
Everything happens for a reason.
Okay, you
know, sliding doors.
Everything happens for a reason.
I'm going to make this a little bit less invasive.
That was not intentional.
I'm going to say the only reason I like Dornbos around was because of Julie. So let's be honest.
Okay, professional.
Excuse me.
Way too far.
Julie was in my bikini contest in Avalon when she was 20 years old. So I don't even want to hear it.
I've known Julie for a great many years. Luckily, there is no tape of 1984 or however long that was.
Well, and Diaz is muted. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, she's still a good follow on Instagram. You know, I'm still creeping.
And now Rob is muted.
So, Rick, what are you going to do with your new fame and fortune? Because there's only one answer.
Go to Disney World? I just got back from Disney World during the bye week.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Did you go to Galaxy's Edge?
Awesome. I didn't go to... Wait, is that Star Wars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I went there, of course. I went on the ride there.
Were you an engineer or a pilot?
I was a pilot. Oh. And it made me pretty dizzy by the time I got off.
So I guess
it was awesome, though. Avatar was by far the best ride.
So. Oh, when you ride those butterfly dragons? So
cool. You know, you guys are some nerds. I didn't even know
that.
No,
nerd. Hey, Hollis, you are...
I'm a nerd, too. I'm a big nerd too. But I was just going to ask you whether you're going to make it rain. I didn't. You're going to make it rain?
I'm looking at houses right now, so I can make it rain on a house, maybe.
Well, if you want to hang out with Hollis later, we're going to go make it rain somewhere else.
Young money!
Well, Rick, we're happy you got a second deal. We want you to stay here forever.
Yes,
you're a Philly guy. It's a great story that you're here, and we're happy that you still showed up today after the announcement.
Seriously,
so it's great.
After that, I would have been gone.
Yeah, I would have been on a bender myself. Sorry.
Yeah.
We got Seattle on Sunday. We got work to do.
Yeah, serious business. Come on, guys.
All right,
serious.
Rick.
Who do you expect to be serious? Oh, not me? Moi? Oh.
Yeah. No.
I'm a man, and I win.
Rick, question we ask everybody that comes on the show. When you're not playing football, what is your favorite thing to do?
Probably play video games.
Really?
A lot of it.
You're a gamer?
I'm a gamer.
What kind of games?
I play Call of Duty, Fortnite. You know, shooters is my big thing. I'd say I'm pretty good. You know, now there's streamers online, you know, that I kind of want to start doing it myself. You know, make a little side hustle there. You know?
Are you a fighter? Are you a fighter?
A fighter?
A fighter, like a fighter on the games, like
Street
Fighters and all those?
And
Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat, Capcom versus Marvel.
Hollis, hang on. Rob has something to say.
Xbox or PlayStation?
I have both, but
thank
Xbox.
You. Tell him again. I'm
a PlayStation guy.
Just tell him one more time. Say, I have both. I'm a man. I'm a man, and I win. I have both.
He's a politician.
That's right.
Whichever way you want to get your butt kicked at, I got them both.
So, I think this is the part where we talk about Seattle.
Yeah.
And we spent a couple minutes on this, and then let's end the show for the week, and let's concentrate on Sunday. I am going to say I'm a little disappointed because this is the first time since I've been running home tailgates, which is 13 years, that the Eagles ever got flexed out.
Oh my God!
Of the night game.
Yeah, I hear you. But I got good news.
Happy.
I got good news.
But
West Coast coming east in those situations, 0-5 against the spread, 1-4 in the last like 7 years.
1-4 in the last 7 years. That's the only amount of times that West Coast teams have come in. All right,
let them go. Winning teams late after week 12 or later. Very, very complicated stats. What I'm saying is it's better to play Seattle at 1 o'clock on Sunday than at 8:20.
Agreed.
Yeah, I got something for you. Wait, I can't do it.
You can't do it? Yeah,
professional pod.
He's trying to professionally tell you to go.
Listen, they're a good team.
Go jump in a lake.
The Seattle defense, you know, if you look back from 2011, 2012, 2013, you think of Legion of Boom, you think of all those great players. They had great players. They still have some nice defensive players, but the Seattle defense isn't right, that good.
Good, I got it.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
That's two.
Perhaps. That's two. But it's going to come down, and they've won or lost all these games. Based off of like one score,
it's
going to be a similar game.
I just got one thing to say to you, Diaz. Don't be the guy. Don't be the guy.
What's the guy?
Just shut up. Just shut up.
Yeah. Well, you know that's impossible.
I know it is.
We can win this game. Russell Wilson is an MVP candidate. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Tyler Lockett's down. We're good against the run, and they have a weak defense. We just got to get playmakers to make plays.
All right, real fast, everybody other than Rick, who has no reason to get anything off his chest right now.
No.
Diaz, you got anything you want to get off your chest?
That's pretty quick, but yes, I do.
Okay. Go.
Listen, I love I love our Green Legion customers. I love it. We give away our fan.
Too long already.
Please, just look at the rules, y'all. Just look at the guidelines. We love to give away things to...
I'm with you.
I mean...
You have no one. I drew five names before I found a winner for our Miami trip because nobody could go.
I walked into the stadium. It's a
salute to
service. By
the way, congratulations to Lindsay Mateo, our Green Legion Miami trip winner, who was the fifth one selected who could actually attend the trip. Don't put your name in the hat for a free trip if you can't go.
Yeah, that is jacked up.
I'm walking into the stadium on Sunday, and it's salute to service. They're giving out Eagles flags with the military motif, and I said, oh, I won two. I'm like, can you give me more? I'm going to send them overseas to troops that are overseas because they love it. That's what they want. And the girl was a little nervous. I grabbed them. So I said, hey, I got six of these flags I'd like to send to some of our troops overseas if you guys can. And people were like, oh, I would like one. I'm like, oh, where are you stationed? I'm not stationed.
Okay, this
anywhere.
Is already too long.
I don't have anything to get off my chest.
Stop that.
The only thing that I have to get off my chest is that turned way longer than any of us ever anticipated. Who's next?
Pops.
Thank you, Hollis.
We need to wrap it up, bud, for Diaz.
Thank you. Rob.
People at the grocery store, when you have your shopping carts, if the area is there where you can put it away, go the extra 10 feet and put it away.
Push it all the way through.
People don't do it. You people are lazy. Then I do it in front of you just to spite you because you're that lazy. Just put your shopping cart
in the right shelf area, up.
Especially at Costco.
Rob Believers.
Concur.
Thank you.
I concur.
Rob Believers, stop crying like a bitch.
I got to point out stupidity when I see it, Hollis.
I have absolutely nothing other than the fact that I am happy that Rick Lovato got a contract extension right before he came on our show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Everybody,
congratulations.
We are going to set... Oh, wait, what happened to all this?
I was late.
Yeah.
This is the number 8 professional pod.
Yeah, well...
One day we might get...
Figure it out.
In spite of Diaz.
No, we will figure it out eventually. Everybody, I think this is about the 60th time, the number 8... worldwide popular podcast on iTunes and Google Play,
iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, download, all that.
Boom.
Rick Lovato, thank you for coming out this evening.
Thanks,
we appreciate it.
It's been an honor.
And we will see you on Green Legion Radio next Tuesday. Thank you, everybody.